You're listening to Tree Note. I recently took the train from Salt Lake City to California. Each mile, my train passed over 3,000 railroad ties, nearly all of them made from trees. Railroad ties, or cross ties, are a critical ingredient of railway tracks. They transfer the tremendous weight of cars and cargo to the track ballast, the crushed gravel bed that underlies the rails. In the 1830s, the first railroads were secured onto stone blocks, but as locomotives became heavier, wooden railroad ties were introduced. Workers hand-cut rough ties from trees, jobs that were replaced by sawmills in the 1940s. Nationwide, freight trains now move nearly 2 billion tons of goods across an astounding 450 million railroad ties, and less than 2% of them are made from steel or concrete. Ties from trees persist because wood doesn't interfere with electronic rail monitoring. But because wood is subject to decay, cross ties must be treated with liquid wood preservatives, like creosote, a type of coal tar. If a rail company chooses trees made from one of our deciduous trees, like oak, the liquid preservative can easily permeate throughout the wood because of the open-ended cells that transport water within deciduous trees. If the company goes for wood made from conifer trees, like Douglas fir, they'll be less expensive and lighter weight, but will be less absorptive of preservative since their transport cells have closed ends that allow for one-way transfer of liquids. On my recent railroad voyage, I encountered members of the Railroad Tie Association, who are as enthusiastic about railroad ties as I am about trees. Their annual meeting takes place each October. I think I might attend, and I'll take the train there, counting those wooden ties as I go. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering is by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.